Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is the Yorkshire Rats. Listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a band called Yorkshire Rats. We haven't played those before. Unsurprisingly, from Yorkshire. What is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/YorkshireRats.
It is indeed. It's Tony Wong, Paulie B and the Internet Nil. That was a track called No Freedom from their latest release. And if you go on that Facebook page, you'll see on their gig news tour dates page, they've got quite a few gigs going. If I was saying this in my usual or my old-fashioned when I lived in Mansfield, in my Mansfield vernacular, I would say that Yorkshire Rats over the next 3 months are going all over it, Shant.
Ah.
They're going all over it, Shant, Tony, including Berlin. So good luck with that, Yorkshire Rats. Hope it goes well. I have got a joke for you, Tony.
Okay.
If you have a joke to send me in, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Titling your email Comedy Suburbs. That's what Josh did this week. Thanks a lot, Josh. Quite straightforward. This was just, I taught my dog to play the trumpet on the London Underground. We went from barking to tooting in about an hour. If you know the London Underground, that's a good joke. If you don't, it makes no sense at all. But anyway, thank you very much, Josh. If you have a joke for me, as they do, email me. I'm just going to get on with the next song for now because I've got a lot to talk about during the show. Shall we? Is that right?
That's fine, yeah.
That's all right. Next band up, we have played it before. We've gone from Yorkshire. We're staying in the UK, in fact, England. And we're going to Kent now. And a band called Centurion Sex that we played on the show several times before. This is from their latest album as well. There's a cracking band, Centurion Sex. What is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Centurion Sect.
You've kept it simple. It's Tony 2, Paulie B and the Internet Nil, and this is Asbo. Listening to Tesoros underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Centurion Sect. And I was going to ask, I meant to say in the last bit that I'm preparing a wild boar casserole.
Woo!
Yeah. Get me with my real food and all that.
Blimey.
I'll be having it after the show, Tony. Perhaps with a glass of ale.
Mm. Wow.
I was expecting you to be quite so excited. Now then, do you have any Facebook things for us?
I do.
Good, that means it must be time for...
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
Oh, I love that, Tony.
Do you like it?
I love that tune, yeah. Right, let's go for it.
Well, do you know what I had for dinner, by the way?
A
bowl of potatoes.
A bowl of potatoes?
Boiled, yeah.
Oh, boiled?
Mm.
Boiled potatoes?
Yeah.
And did you queue up for them? And are you actually from 1970s Soviet Union?
I cooked them myself.
Did you?
There's a bit of a gap. Just illustrate the gap between mine and your cooking prowess. Just thought I'd mention it.
Yeah, but you're a good baker. You do like
that's
a cake,
true.
Tony.
You can't take that away from me.
You can't. Anyway, come on, get on.
Yep, thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please leave us a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave us a comment, give us a follow if you like. Just get in touch is what I'm saying. So, in response to last week's show, Missiles October's been in touch. Just to say, thanks a lot. Because obviously we played them last week, and that's no problem.
It is indeed an absolute pleasure, Missiles of October, and hopefully we'll play some more by you in the future. They are, as we discussed last week, Missiles of October are all mixed up with that there Frau Blücher and the Drunken Horses as well.
Mm.
Excellent bunch from Brussels.
Ah. Jason McGuire has been in touch.
Hello.
Just to say, TBFM Internet Radio are listening now.
Brilliant.
We are, of course, on there, as mentioned last week. So hello to TBFM. Thank you for having us on. So thank you for that.
Yes, thank you very much, TBFM, and I hope our relationship stays a bit longer than most of my others.
Moth the Slapping Orchestra has been in touch.
Right.
Yes.
Let's hear all about this.
So they're saying, hello, Voici Extra, do not your album, two Chris's. Si, interesa por difusión, contact us.
Hold on. I was really hoping that you would read this out. Go on.
Et aussi, en tourner sur la route de France de 1206 ou 507. En recherche d'ec, pouvez-vous nous aider? Le rat? Le gibre est-ce problème? C'est reparti sur une autre formation. Découvrez le look du groupe Motor Slapping Orchestra, constitué d'un trio, un sort psychobilly, rockabilly, punk, garage. Reprisez des rats avec Pat de Chanteur de ses anciens groupes punk parisiens. They got an album out.
Right.
Apparently. And if we're interested, we should possibly play it. You did have a conversation with them, so we do know them.
The conversation I had with them was that we played it last year.
Yes, there you go.
Yeah, so when they bring out some new stuff and we have further down the comments in that, I did say it's time for another Reunion Island special, Île de la Réunion. Mm. So those of you who are in the music scene on Île de la Réunion, get yourselves together, send us some more MP3s, we'll do another special. It's the most fascinating département in France, Tony.
It is.
And the furthest away place on the planet where the euro is legal tender.
Yes, yeah. That would be true.
Yeah.
But that is it for Facebook.
That's some information for me, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, indeed. So anyway, that concludes.
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I do like that.
I'll never tire of that. I'm going to play you two songs in a row now.
Okay.
This came through 2 or 3 weeks ago from, so we've gone from Yorkshire to Kent. Now we're going back up to the North Midlands to Nottingham and Death Party UK, my friend. And hello to the Dark Lord.
Hello.
Hello to the Dark Lord of Nightbreed, who is responsible for Death Party UK. And this is their latest single. I was thinking of holding it back until Halloween and then thought that's too far away. Let's just play it now. Stay tuned for Origami Horses. But before that, what is Death Party UK's website?
DeathPartyUK.net?
No, DeathPartyUK.com. Oh, unlucky, Tony. Poorly beat Internet 1, Tony 2. This goes out especially for Fatboy. This is Mark of the Vampire.
It's just a lie.
just the mark of the vampire. He is just the mark of the vampire. He is just the mark of the vampire.
Punk-chicken.
You know that when some other boys got caught in a rat trap, and the only way to free them was to hand out of sight. Matt, there's a lesson here for everyone, and if you pay attention, move on up, move on up, move on up, move on up. Here's a friend, here's a friend, here's a friend, here to help you. Here's a friend, here's a friend, here's a friend. It's on credit and it's due. There's nothing in your head. The kitchen sink's sinking. Jesus, what were you thinking? To think you only got a license for this, thinking through about a week ago. She's got friends, she's got friends, she's got friends, all the aces. You reach the bottom, yeah. Got tear it in your shade. The bastard's turning blue. Oh man, just take him out of view. She's got friends, she's got friends, she's got friends, all the faces.
You're listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I do like our little off-air chats. That was Origami Horses and a track called Charity Shop. And you know how we went from Yorkshire to Kent and then Nottingham?
Yep.
Back in Kent again, all the way from Canterbury. We're going to write ding-dong-doo-dah thingy-bob this week. That is their latest release. What is their SoundCloud page?
soundcloud.com/origami horses.
Nearly. soundcloud.com/origami-horses. Paulie being in set 2, Tony 2. And thanks very much, Origami Horses. Every time they release something, they send it straight to us, and they're very good at releasing stuff, so make sure you do check them out via the SoundCloud page at soundcloud page. And who knows, maybe you'll buy their stuff, as we encourage you to do with all the things this week. Did you do anything last week?
I ventured to the mythical place of Milton Keynes.
Goodness gracious me.
I'd never been to Milton Keynes before.
Really?
And we thought it might be one of the places it was worth checking out, and we were wrong.
You were very, very wrong.
we won't go back.
One of the first, in my life as a musical comedian, one of the first songs I ever did was a cover version of Baby Please Don't Go down to New Orleans. And I did it, I went, Baby Please Don't Go, Baby Please Don't Go, Baby Please Don't Go down to Milton Keynes, because it's rubbish. It's got concrete cows, it's got concrete cows, it's got concrete cows. What was even scarier is that it's an unpleasant residential area. Right. It was downhill from there, really. Milton Keynes, for those of you who live in other parts of the world, was a planned town, and I've always thought it very romantic that you can live on streets as beautifully named as H7. Yeah, it's a whirlwind of roundabouts and nonsense, isn't it?
It's a crazy grid structure is what it is.
It is a crazy grid structure, but it has got an excellent shopping centre.
Yes, it's weird. But yeah, we went to the shopping centre and we had a couple of hours and came back. It was odd.
It's a long way to go for a day out from Nottingham, Tony.
Maybe a little bit. Well, we were venturing. Well, we couldn't go much north because it was raining up north.
Right.
So we tried to go
normally,
south.
Isn't it?
Well, yeah, exactly. I just thought we'd go somewhere we hadn't been before. We chose poorly. I think that's what we did.
You did. You could have chosen. You could have chosen Paulie B, of course, because I only live 45 minutes from Milton Keynes. Thanks for letting me know you were there.
You were in Oslo, though.
I was even further north than your rainy north. I was in Oslo, and I should have been there with two comics. One of whom, who shall remain nameless, phoned me on Thursday night at 6 o'clock. So he couldn't find his passport. I said one of two things here: either you're completely disorganised, and you can't fly and fulfil your contractual obligations to me, so I'm never going to book you again, or you're lying about it, so I'm never going to book you again. So well done, I'm never booking you again. Harsh but fair. So I then had to find a replacement act at short notice, and fabulously, thank you so much to Ahmed Mamo and Joachim Skager, who are both Norwegian comics who can perform in English, because they stepped in and did 10-15 minute sets each to make up for said person not there. Fortunately, the wonderful David Whitney was there. He headlined the show, and we all had a good time.
Excellent.
Yeah. And then on the Saturday afternoon, I went to the Edvard Munch Museum, which is the first time I've been there. It's quite a trek from where I was staying. Got all the way over there, went in, said, hello, two tickets for the Edvard Munch Museum, please, because we wanted to see the famous painting The Scream. Mm. And the bloke on reception said, you do know that Edvard Munch did a lot of other paintings, don't you? I said, yes, of course. He's a famous artist. He said, lots of them are very good. I said, yes, where this is going? He said, we've lent The Scream to Paris.
Ah.
I said, so you're basically saying that the one picture we've come for today isn't here? And he went, yeah. And I said, does this happen quite a lot today? He goes, why do you think I was telling you in advance? Just to hope you buy a ticket. But then he said, the thing is, there's more than one Scream. Edvard Munch, he had so much success with the painting The Scream, and because so many people wanted to see it, he painted another one. And that is in the National Gallery in Oslo. And then he painted another one, and another one, and another one. And there's about 10 of them. I can't help thinking that the movie franchise, The Scream, had a similar idea. Because they're up to Scream 4, so expect them to go up to Scream 10 just to catch up with Edvard Munch. Anyway, so that was disappointing but funny, and I got a story out of it, as you've just heard.
Excellent.
Yeah, fair enough. Right, it's time for From the Vaults, half past show, Tony. From the Vaults this week comes from The Duel. Now, you might remember The Duel. We haven't played them in absolutely ages. Hello to Tara, and particularly Andy, who I've been in touch with quite a bit recently, and they're getting together some more stuff, and Andy's writing a book about his life, and I'm in it.
Oh, wow.
Only one bit. I'm in it where me and I gave Tara a load of grief one night because she said she really, really liked Morrissey, and we just absolutely made her cry. Typical Morrissey fan. And as you know, on this show, at any time people have threatened to ask about Morrissey or whatever, we would always play that song by the Meat Men, Morrissey Must Die. But anyway, hello to Andy in particular. This was, I think, the first song we ever played by them, the first song they ever sent us. I'll ask you the website now. What is The Duel's Facebook page?
facebook.com/The Duel?
No, facebook.com/The Duel UK. Probably been in set 3, Tony 2, and this is Camden Town.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Another Beautiful Day in Camden, London by The Jewel. And I didn't explain From the Vaults properly, but once a week on the show, we pick something from the past, from the vaults, from years ago, and we bung it out there again because we've missed it. And I wanted to say hello to Andy, and that's an excuse to do it. So congratulations to The Jewel for keeping going now for over 10 years. Absolutely brilliant. When we first knew them, they were a relatively new band. Now they've been going a lot longer. They continue to gig and record and everything else, as do some of the bands hopefully you're about to talk about. Is that right, Tony?
That's right.
Is that because it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 o'clock.
Probably.
Yep. Another week, another few gigs at 12 o'clock. It's on Holloway Road now, so don't go to Denmark Street. Go to Holloway Road, the old Fibbers. Sunday is an open mic night, so I'm going to do Thursday to Saturday. This Thursday, the 2nd, Hamptons and more. That's all the information I have. How much do you think that would be Thursday evening?
Funny out there to me there, Tony. Fiver.
It is a fiver.
Oh, nice.
Friday night. My mother is a punk rock
is
party.
Is she really?
No. Black Sweat, Black Slate Highway, Kill It, Cellbound, and Endless Mile.
It's not an anything night.
Well, it's a My Mother's a Punk Rock Party.
Brilliant.
I'm not sure what's going on there. Friday night, how much do you think?
£6.
£7.
Oh, you cheeky people.
Yeah. And finally, Saturday night, Idle Hands, Bun Dem Out, Raiden, Protect Your Neck, Who Cares, and Nasty Bastard. It's a Ruction Records
I was about to say, that sounds like a Ruction Records night. You've mentioned Protect Your Neck on the show before, but I don't believe you've ever mentioned Nasty Bastard, or we would call it in the South, Nasty Bastard.
Nah, I don't think I'm familiar with Nasty Bastard.
But anyway, it's going to rock, and it's going to rock heavy.
It is. Yeah, how much do you think?
So, do you know what? I'm going to go £6.
It is £6.
So, 576.
Yes.
Which is what? 45 doors down from the Number of the Beast?
45, yeah, yeah.
Oh, got it in one. Look at my... Check my bad maths. Or in those circumstances, my good maths. Mm. So, well done, Tim. Hope everything goes well this week. If you are in that there North London area, do check out one of those shows. For the time being, that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar.
I wonder if there'll be more. I wonder if there'll be more. I wonder. Why wonder? Right, two songs in a row now. First up, here's a, I'm not sure if I really call it a band. Here's a project we've never played before. Ion Morph and Johan Kloos. Wow. Ion Morph, formerly a member of The Hamsters, the well-known Manchester blues band, I think. Legendary, I go as far as say Hamsters, who does side projects. And this one is particularly garagey, and a little bit electro, new wave and all that, and just post-punk, and I'm loving it, basically. Mm-hmm. What is Ion Morph's... Right, I couldn't find a website for Ion Morph, but you can find out about Ion Morph. And Ion Morph is Ion-Morph, M-O-R-P-H, Ion, I-O-N, via the label German Shepherd Records. What is Ion Morph's German Shepherd Records page?
germanshepherdrecords.de/ion-morph.
No, brilliant idea, but I'm afraid you just mistook German Shepherd for being a German label. It can also be a dog. germanshepherdrecords.com/artist/ion-morph/. So, no. Good try. Great try, in fact. But Paulie B and the internet... excuse me. Paulie B and the internet 4, Tony 2. Stay tuned for Imperial Leisure. I can't wait to tell you about them. But right now, this is My Dark Passenger.
Complete, and I never try to fight him when he wants. wants to grind. I know you do not like it. Well, he makes me feel alive. My dark passenger, my dark passenger, my dark passenger says, let's go for a drive. Shares my blood, my evil twin brother, my dark passenger, a different kind of lover. Never try to fight him when he wants to try. I know that you don't like it, but it makes me feel alive. My dark passenger, my dark passenger, my dark passenger says, let's go for a drive.
Chica, riding, go, riding cars, riding around in circles on the
You're listening to the Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a band called Imperial Leisure. We've never played them before. And I watched a little rockumentary that they made themselves, a little sort of interview, introduction to Imperial Leisure online yesterday. And how about this? They've invented a new form of music. You've just heard it, or a new title for it, to bring in an umbrella for different types of ska style bands, and they're calling it alt ska.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, and that is very much what you've just heard there, is alt, A-L-T, alt ska, and loving it like that. They've just been doing some shows with King Prawn, and they've got some other stuff lined up, and they've got a new album out and all that sort of thing, and I'm really, really pleased to play them. I hope you enjoyed it a lot. I think I've been enough Crawley Bumblick there. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, but anyway, the important thing is you can find out more via their website, which is
imperialleisure.co.uk.
Imperial-leisure.co.uk, my friend. Probably been internet 5, Tony, too. Dash being a hyphen anywhere else, I'll just say dash, make it quicker, and then I end up saying hyphen as well. I might as well just start saying hyphen, mightn't I?
I would.
Yeah, you would, wouldn't you?
I would.
You go, no wasted words in the Hearn household. That's for sure. Yeah, so anyway, probably been internet 5, Tony, too. Are you doing anything this week?
It's Easter weekend, isn't it? So I think we'll be just popping over to the families, having an egg hunt, I should imagine. As is the want. Apart from that, I don't think so. No. What are you up to?
I'm doing nothing Eastery whatsoever. This weekend is my new act of the year competition. I've got 3 heats in Baldock, Hitchin and Letchworth, up to 10 different comics each night. Means a maximum total of 30 different comics over 3 days. You can find out more about all the shows at lastminutecomedy.com. Then on Easter, that's on Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Then on Easter Sunday, Tony, I'm going to another gig. I went to see Sleaford Mods the other week. Haven't heard from them yet. Where are you, Sleaford Mods? On Sunday evening, I'm going to the Blues Kitchen in Camden, where I'm going to go and see Jack Rabbit Slim and King Salami the Cumberland 3.
Nice.
Free entry before 9:30. Bands are on stage from 7, and it goes on until at least 1 a.m., maybe 3 a.m. Couldn't quite work that out. Seems to be there's DJs and music afterwards, and it'll all be gougy bluesy. It's just going to be a fantastic night out. I'm really looking forward to it. On Saturday as well, I think Imperial Leisure in London. Visit their website just to check as well. So I've done my own kind of gig guide there without actually mentioning it, but I've got a busy weekend lined up, put it that way.
Excellent. Good.
So you, what, do you get stuck into an egg? I'll get stuck into a load of comedy and bands.
There you go.
Sound alright?
That's fine.
And that'll be a chocolate egg and not the sort I deposit. Right, we're going to play our next track. We'll talk about the band a little bit after this. This is Echo People, No Fear of Perdition.
Show me all the details of your wicked, wicked world. Of all the ones I've known, you're the strangest of my girls. Cause I can never know.
You're listening to the Dust of Phonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
There was Echo People. They're a hard rock from northern Nevada. So I guess that's kind of Reno way, isn't it? You'll have been around there. Did you go around there?
We went to Vegas. We dropped and went in and out, so I didn't explore around it.
Because I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. I didn't think I'd go that deep. Yes, thanks very much, Echo People. We got them via Music Submit, which is a fabulous resource for bands. Every once in a while, one of them comes through to us. I'm not sure how they do it, whether they put themselves forward for our show and then we listen. So anyway, I'd say at least probably once a fortnight, we probably average a track off there. So it is worth doing. And if we're doing it, a lot of other podcasters and online stations are doing it as well. So bands, if you're listening, get on Music Submit. It sounds like an advert, doesn't it? It's not. I don't get anything out of them other than the odd good track.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. What is Echo People's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Echo People.
Facebook.com/Echo People Music. Paul to be Internet 6, Tony 2. You started so well.
I know.
Been a right turnaround. Have you got a twat for us?
I do.
Brilliant. Go for it.
So if you have a twat to nominate, please do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. All I want is a twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's fairly simple. There are twats in the world, so do email me, or twats to seed with thanks. This week, Sussex Saint's been in touch.
Well, hey, hello, Sussex Saint.
I know. And he did get in touch via Twitter. I think this is the first twat via Twitter, but he did email it as well, so it does fit.
It counts.
He's paid by the rules, is what he's done.
Hang on, Tony, what's our Twitter thing again?
At Punky Radio.
Yeah, at Punky Radio. I do check it once a week on a Tuesday night, and you check it...
every year?
Yeah,
I really
two or three
it.
Times a year. Yeah. Perhaps you could try and check it once a week as well. And
I really, seldom use Twitter.
Yeah, I wouldn't have to go through 23 notifications a week if you checked it. Bugger lugs.
There you go. So he's saying, hi Tony, has trailed on Twitter, and trying not to make this sound like a dear BBC complaint, having just watched the Cameron and Miliband live The Battle for Number 10 on Channel 4, I couldn't believe the way that Jeremy Paxman laid into Miliband, in particular on a personal level. His questioning of Miliband was hard to listen to and puerile on occasions. He suggested the public call him a North London geek. He was tantamount to bullying, and he was caught asking Miliband if he was okay, which showed
that was funny. Are you okay, Ed?
Which showed he knew his question was unfair. It must be something about ex-BBC journalists called Jeremy that make them arrogant bullies.
Maybe.
TV debate involving Murdoch, Sky TV, Kay Berlin, Tory Paxman was never going to be sympathetic, but for being an arrogant bully, Irish nominate Jeremy Paxman as a twat. I've not watched it yet. I've recorded it, so I will be... able to watch it, but you did watch it, did you?
It's quite entertaining. The thing is, Tony, it's just a shame that the choices we have in this country as potential leaders.
It's terrible.
David Cameron, Ed Miliband.
Yeah.
It is just a dreadful situation. It's like the choice of Dumb and Dumber, isn't it, really? Shocking. Anyway, it's all we've got. I'll have to vote for someone.
Yeah.
I guess.
So, being an arrogant bully, Jeremy Paxman from that the London Irish, I should imagine,
is a twat. Yeah, unfortunate, really, but true. And thank you very much. If you have a twat, do make sure you email Tony. In fact, you can email me. You got one of those. So, time for the last track. Oh, no, hang on, Tony. We got some other things to do yet?
Oh, I've got another gig guide.
You got another gig guide? So, it's time for part two of... Tony's International Gig Guide.
Oh, another one from my Graham. Just the free rock and roll night. Free rock and roll.
Excellent.
This Thursday, the 2nd of April, again, sound, food and drink.
Sound, food and drink, Tony, get it right.
Sound. On Duke Street in Liverpool. 8 p.m. start, 9 p.m. first band, it's free. Villy Rays, The Probes and Faniel Dord.
It's just a brilliant night out, isn't it, for nothing?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, if you're in the Merseyside area, get yourself down there.
Yeah. More information, facebook.com/freerockandroll.
Yes, and let's just conclude that with another little song of Tony's International Gig Guide. Disappointing end. Last track this week, and I've got to tell you, we've got a word of the week that I completely forgot to mention. I'll do it in the very last bit after you've heard this. Want to crack on with this. A band called the Drunk Nuns, all the way from Boston, played them once before, got some feedback saying, have you got any more Drunk Nuns? Got in touch with the Drunk Nuns, and they went, yeah, we've got more. And here's another track from them, from their latest album. What I want to know is, Tony, what is the Drunk Nuns Facebook page?
facebook.com/thedrunknuns.
It is. It's Tony 3, Paulie B on the Internet 6, Juvenile. That's about it for this week's show, but just before we finish up, I want to tell you that I accidentally invented a word of the week myself. If you have a word of the week for us, do get in touch with me, paulieb@punkyradio.com. title your email word of the week. It's any word that you can use instead of a swear word or something that's nice that you can say in front of your parents but means something else. Had a conversation with a friend of mine this week via text, and not sure how my predictive text came up with this, but said, I'm really sorry, my phone has just gone completely Mimhousy. I don't know what Mimhousy was supposed to be, but my friend takes away straight away, Mimhousy, that's brilliant, it's in from now on. For anything that just goes a bit wrong, it's going Mimhousy, and if you make something go wrong, you're a Mimhouser. So basically, this show's been more problematic than you'd think this week, because my internet went completely Mimhousy. There you go. That's about it. Tony, is there anything you need to say before the end of the show?
No, not really. Well, quick reminder of the stations. We're on Punk Radio, Radio Andra, and the new latest station we're on, tbfmonline.co.uk. Do check those out, they're all good stations.
thanks very much to all of those, and thanks to you for listening, and hopefully I'll see one or two of you this weekend on my travel around comedy and music and fun. That's about it. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poo. Thank fuck for that.